Hello everyone, this is Asclepius, with a further chapter of this wonderful story from Lord Blake Blackstone, entitled A Not-So-Random Encounter. Background music, Caring, by Smart Sound. Chapter 3. Although he would never admit it, Thorin was enjoying the simple and slow-paced life at Wizard's Rest. He and Sugesh had been on the road for quite some time, and probably needed to slow down before ever leaving Ardoris on this crazy adventure. Sugesh seemed happy for the first time in a long time, just tinkering with his bow and tracking some wolves, learning to ice fish under Baldrith's direction, or simply sitting, watching, and charting the movements of Daedalus. Lord Baldrith was an extremely interesting being in his own right. Mostly it was just his family that made up the settlement of Wizard's Rest, but there were all sorts of odd folk that would pass through on occasion. One memorable evening, an entire troop of actors filed through on a moment's notice, turning what seemed to be a quiet ice-fishing hamlet into a bustling festival of feast and fornication. A much-needed relief to Thorin, who was still not able to travel long distances, but could find a little warmth in the chilly mountains with one of the actresses. Of course, the most beautiful of all the ladies found their way into Sugesh's tent, but this was par for the course. Baldrith's stories from around the fire put Daedalus to sleep, welcomed in the new dawn, and for a time, made everyone forget the cataclysm they now lived under. Baldrith was always somewhat reserved, no matter the task, but on the other hand, seemed to simply enjoy the celebration of life. Whether it was casting a line, hosting a feast, watching the fairer sex dance around a bonfire, or nursing a hard-headed warrior back to life, he had mastered what a lot were searching for. To be. Nothing more, nothing less, simply to be. Weeks, possibly months, had passed, and even Sugesh was ready for a change of scenery. While sharpening arrowheads by the fire, Sugesh asked, "Do you feel strong enough to ride?" Thorin answered, "Yes," even though it still hurt to walk. Sugesh monitored the progress of his brother, but would not have even asked if he didn't think that Thorin's pride wouldn't carry him through.
"Then we should leave at daybreak tomorrow."
"Sounds like a plan. We've lost too much time already."
Thorin was happy to get moving again, but had grown fond of the old mage that had chanted him back to life.
"Maybe someday we can make our way back here for a visit that doesn't include any broken ribs. I'm sure Lord Baldrith might take us in again."
"Doubtful. At least not the likes of you two."
Baldrith's laugh echoed and filled the valley.
"Next time it'll cost you some fine gold pieces to harass those poor girls of the theatre troupe. You think they travel around for free?"
"Of course not, sir. Somehow they ended up with all our gold, except for two pieces I stash in my socks," Thorin bellowed.
Sugesh shook his head in disgust.
"They didn't charge me anything for their private performances."
The quick-witted banter trailed off into the night, the three men realizing that their paths may never cross again, but a lifelong friendship had been born. Echoes from the Caverns is brought to you by Lord Baldrith, Asclepius, and Sir Stile Teckle. Also brought to you by Avatars Radio. To support Avatars Radio, visit their page at avatarsradio.com and click the Patreon button. Do you have a piece that you'd like us to read? Please contact us at lordbaldrith@thecaverns.net, asclepius@thecaverns.net, or Stile@thecaverns.net.